weird stuff, dark stuff, and whatever is banging around in the mind of Macri this week. Wednesday nights, 1 to 4 a.m. here on CITR Radio, 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or listen live at CITR.ca.
Welcome to the top of the hour. This is Greg Regan, 433. On first, we got Jeffrey Ryan with Burn.
Thank you.
And that was Jeffrey Ryan with the track called Burn, and performed by the Standing Wave Ensemble from the CD Liquid States, released by the CBC. This was a piece from 2008. So this is 433 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on a beautiful Monday evening. Sun is shining. Tomorrow's my birthday. last year I did the show on my birthday. I think I played just birthday music for myself. It's kind of wonderful. Birthday present. But alas, it's tomorrow. So I have a track to play, maybe partially for myself, from the album My Life in Widening Circles. This is courtesy of R. Marie Schaefer. And the track's going to be a trio for violin, viola, and cello. Thank you.
Thank you.
My Life in Widening Circles, trio for violin, viola, and cello. Now, to take us to the midpoint, I have one of 20th century's most disturbing works of music. I'm going to play an excerpt from Anton Berg's opera, Wojciech, about 6 minutes in length. And it is a story of gruesome murder. Of course, scene 5 is the absolute denouement of the opera. Wojciech, the protagonist, broods over a woman he can't have. He kills her. It's awful. And then the next morning, children are playing in the sunshine. The news spreads that Marie's body has been found, and they all run off to see, except for Marie's little boy, who, after an oblivious moment, follows after the others. Extremely creepy, and I wish that perhaps opera would have been a little bit more uplifting. But alas, it is one of the most beautiful pieces of music, I think, that has been written in the atonal form. It is widely acknowledged as the first avant-garde opera of the 20th century, so I wanted to dedicate a little 6 minutes to it. And another thing is, it's a screen adaptation, so you'll hear some footsteps and other kind of interesting sounds from the screen version of it. Anton Berg, Wojciech, Act 3, Scene 5. Thank you.
Deine Mutter ist tot.
Hopp, 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 hopp. Wo ist sie denn?
Draußen liegt sie, am Weg neben dem Teich. Kommt, anschauen.
The 37th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 18th to the 20th. Over 60 acts from Joan Baez, Andrew Bird, Amos Lee, and Mary Lambert to Ozo Motley and Mauritania's Noura Mintsemali. There's a world of amazing music coming to your own backyard. The Vancouver Folk Music Festival, early bird ticket deadline is June 14th. For more information, go to thefestival.bc.ca. Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Yeah, just coming up in a couple of hours, the jazz show. Gavin Walker has been here for at least a few decades. That's how we roll at CITR, all well-tenured DJs. So, except for me, I've only been here for about a year. So, coming up next, I am going to play something by John Cage. Indeed, the name 433 of the program gets, for those in the know, gets its name from John Cage's composition called 433, which is, of course, 4 minutes and 33 seconds of what some people have called silence, although others call it chance. Imaginary Landscapes, number 1, John Cage. Isn't that fantastic? That piece was written in 1939. Imaginary Landscape Number 1. It's considered one of the first, if not the first, electroacoustic piece of music ever written. Now, to challenge my astute musical listeners even further, I'm going to play another pioneer work. This is the man that served as inspiration to Frank Zappa. Poème électronique, Edgar Varèse.
Thank you.
Edgar Varèse. Poem électronique. Pioneer piece of work from 1958. It's also Frank Zappa's